excited to see your team coming here to the Graff Event Center, McCook Community College, on Tuesday to play a couple of matches. You just had the one match against Ogallala, but you know darn well the schedule's going to pick up. I'm sure your kids want to see more matches and practices, but it's going to pick up here pretty quickly, isn't it?
Yeah, this week is pretty busy. We have Tuesday for varsity JV and then Thursday JV, and then we leave Saturday to go to a tournament in Lexington for varsity. So it's going to hit rolling pretty fast.
So, recap a little bit of the Ogallala matchup. I heard won the first set, so you got off to a great start against Ogallala, didn't you?
We did. The first set was a strong set, and the other three weren't anything really to be disappointed about. It's just some growing pains and a couple learning curves that we got to get through and work on. So.
Well, I know Ogallala returned. I think they returned to pretty much everybody, so that I knew that was going to be a strong team this year.
Yeah, they didn't lose any seniors last season. They have a whole team of girls that have played together an entire season, and we introduced quite a few different girls to the varsity floor, and we're trying to work out some kinks and make some connections, and hopefully as the season goes on, those things will happen, and we'll get stronger and more competitive, and I think the next time we see Ogallala, the outcome could be different.
What really stood out? What'd you like about the Ogallala matchup? Some of the kids, who really stood out in this one?
I think Carly Anderson, I mean, she is very vital to our team. She played amazing defense in the back row, and just the leadership from a lot of our seniors coming in to take the nerves off of, I mean, we started Jordan Stafford, who's a freshman, and that's always nerve-wracking as a coach because you don't want their nerves to kind of get the best of them, but she came out really strong, and I think our serving was really good. Like, we only missed four serves in the entire game, and serve receive, we're getting stronger and building a lot. So I think it's just our glue and just trying to gel together and get all the pieces to fit together, because there's lots of great things. I mean, Carly and Haley in the front as a block, that's really competitive, and Miranda really dominated the net hitting and just a lot of different things. So we're hoping that tomorrow the girls will come out and show up, and maybe we'll see some new and exciting things.
So is Carly your lone six rotation player, or do you have a couple of more?
Nope, she is the only player that we have that plays all six rotations.
And she's a veteran. She's played a lot of volleyball for Chase County the last couple of years. She's got to be that leader on the court, doesn't she?
Yeah, she definitely, I mean, she's not really like the vocal leader, but she leads by example, you know, taking care of the ball and making sure that communicating with the other girls, like how to get the ball up and making corrections and adjustments across the floor, and just really taking a leadership standpoint and by kind of taking control, and that's really what we want, because, I mean, everyone else kind of rotates off the floor, and just keeping the heads of some of our other seniors, too, and she does a really, really good job.
You said your serve game was pretty good. Was your passing game pretty good that first match?
I would say so. I mean, Aria McNair she played libero, and, you know, Ava was her sister last year, and she kind of took on a role and filled in some big shoes, and there's a couple new girls, and that serve receive for us is huge, and we worked a lot on it the first part of practice and as the season kind of got started, and I would say the serve receive part of that is where we're strong, but we can still improve and make some good adjustments, and the girls are working really hard, and that game in the first and even the fourth set was really good, so I think they kind of got the jitters out and kind of came back to life and fought really hard, and it just didn't go our way, and sometimes that happens, and we'll just keep working.
A couple of big matchups at the college, Kenzie. Once again, Minden. I see, despite losing a large chunk of that state tournament to championship team, they still off to a 4-0 start. McCook won their opener against Lexington, so I think it's a pretty good night of volleyball over the three matches, and of course, your two, I think it's going to be pretty competitive, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be tough. Like, we scouted them out and looked at a lot of different things, and I think for us, we just got to come in confident and just come in with our heads on and taking the loss from Ogallala, knowing that we got to put in some more work. And I mean, we're not scared of any big teams, and that's kind of what I like about the girls right now is they're pretty fearless and they want to take anything on and they're hungry. And it's just going to come down to working hard and playing smart, clean volleyball. And hopefully tomorrow we can walk away with a win or two and just see where we fall tomorrow.
Do you know what your matchups for the Lex invite yet? Have they released that?
Yes, we start the Lexington tournament off playing St. Paul. So that's also there's some, it's competitive teams. Like our schedule, the first probably 3/4 of it are intense and very challenging, but we like that. It gives you a good mental push and kind of builds that finish and wanting to kind of get the girls to know that they can and push through those tough teams. So when it does come down to a match that's really hard and the sub-districts or district finals and just kind of seeing what they can do and that mentality and the mental edge, this is kind of what we're preparing for. And we're that's what the girls need is their more mental strength and the mental toughness. And I mean, this week the teams are going to be tough. They're definitely going to be pushing us, and I just know that they're ready to kind of get things rolling and come out strong.